you are fujiling. It's all up in Funwa, my lady. Besides, you listen to my story. I wanna walk on the meme so good to say, Lingile. Oh, my baby, I'm baby to say, Lingile. Oh, she can't believe it.
Hey,
what's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?
the night. She's got a nice banzuki, I'm liking her banzuki in the night. I bite her big banzuki, she turns into vampire, she turns into Dracula in the night.
maikutlo o ngahlile ka botle le nna ha ke sa gona ke a shwa ke ke pela ke a shwa ba molao ha ba ikene iyo o ngahlile maikutlo o ngahlile ka botle le nna ha ke sa gona ke a shwa ke ke pela ke a shwa ba molao ha ba ikene.
Sounds of Culture. I've been your host, Dr. Kenya Osiridoli. Until the next one, take it easy, and thanks for tuning in.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I think. will. I'll give you my best shot.
For the One World Community Radio program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 FM WVCR, Loudonville, Siena College, 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Soft River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Makhwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the One World of Community Radio.
Around. 88.7 FM, WRHU, Radio Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York, 88.3 WRCT, Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh, and 89.5 FM, Bush Radio in Cape Town, South Africa, the mother of community radio. You are listening to the One Road Community Radio Show, and we are delighted that our guest today is Miss Julie Halston. Julie, thank you so much for coming on our program today.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Ricky. And of course, being a Hofstra grad, it's doubly a pleasure.
Yes, Hofstra alumni, Hofstra Pride. Very big on the Hofstra Pride here at Hofstra.
Yes.
You are here today to speak to us about not only your work in the arts, but your work with the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. Explain to people who don't know what pulmonary fibrosis is, what the foundation is, and your relationship to it, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. Pulmonary fibrosis is, at this time, an incurable disease that affects the lungs. What happens is the air sacs of the lungs has fibrotic tissue in it. And what it does is it dries up the lung sacs and you cannot breathe. Right now, there is no cure. However, in the last number of years, there have been some good developments. One of them is that there are drugs now on the market that actually slow the progression of the disease. And the other thing is that you also can get a lung transplant. I did not know anything about lung transplant, but in 2008, my late husband was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. And here's the other thing. Many times they don't know what the cause is. It's called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. They did not know the cause. My late husband was not a smoker. He was not working around asbestos or any of those kind of toxic chemicals that we do know are very bad for the lungs. So idiopathic means no known cause. So it was really quite a surprise to us that he was diagnosed with this terrible disease. However, he was very lucky. He did receive a lung transplant on our 18th wedding anniversary, actually, and he lived another 8 years. And those 8 years were really quite a gift. So you can imagine, ultimately, he was able to live the normal lifespan of a male. He passed away at the age of 77. But we were very, very grateful that he got that lung. We also urge people to donate their organs in their wills or to register with, you know, their local donation outlet so that you can pass on the gift of life to other people if you, you know, happen to pass on. Anyway, there are currently more than 250,000 Americans currently living with pulmonary fibrosis and other interstitial lung diseases. And they're often difficult to diagnose, Ricky, because sometimes people have the same kind of symptoms as someone with asthma, for example. So they go to a doctor, a pulmonologist, they get an x-ray, and they might have a cough, and they say, oh, you have asthma, we'll put you on asthma medicine. Well, what happens is x-rays don't always detect fibrosis. You need to get either a CAT scan or an MRI. And if the pulmonologist does not order that test, it's not diagnosed. And by the time it is diagnosed, it's too late to do anything very meaningful sometimes. It's important that people understand that if they are experiencing shortness of breath or a dry cough, that they ask to get an MRI or a CAT scan, because then they can really see a detailed image of a lung. So it's important.
If you could kind of touch on, because you were talking about how you dealt this experience with your own husband, if you could kind of describe seeing a person day to day deal with the disease and the toll. And we also should mention, just in like a lighthearted sense, you met your husband on the air as an entertainment reporter.
Correct.
Instead of like out of a movie.
Yes, it really was out of a movie. I was doing a one-woman show. I was also in an off-Broadway show written by Charles Bush. And it had gotten a lot of press. And the publicist who was handling these shows, our dear friend Sam Rudy, who, by the way, just got a kidney transplant. So transplant is very much in my life, suggested to Ralph that he come down and see this actress in these shows. And he thought they were really great. And he said, oh, I'd like to interview her. And that was it. We kind of fell in love on the air. So it was a real, it was right out of, you know, something like a Nora Ephron movie. Anyway, what happened was a friend of ours had passed away from pulmonary fibrosis at the same time that Ralph was getting on the list to get a lung. They were very close. They used to go to the theater a lot together. And we were all very shocked that our friend had passed from a disease that we had never heard of. So we decided to do a little tribute to him. And I thought, well, he loved Broadway. He loved Broadway performers. So we put together this show at Birdland, which is a, you know, wonderful club in New York City. And we had some of his favorite performers perform. And we raised some money. And lo and behold, who showed up at the last minute but Liza Minnelli. And she, of course, you know, the crowd went wild. And we raised some money. And it was Ralph who said, we really need to do this, like every year, to raise money for a foundation we had never heard of called the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. And this foundation is the premier foundation that helps and works with doctors, clinicians, researchers, patients, caregivers. And it is the premier foundation for people struggling with pulmonary fibrosis. What happens is you really lose the ability to breathe. And to see someone struggling with PF, as we call it, PF, frequently they have to go on oxygen. Sometimes they have to go on a lot of oxygen. It's very difficult to walk sometimes with people with PF. Also, my late husband was not a smoker. He was not around asbestos. You know, all the toxic materials that you would think would cause this, they never found out what caused it. So that's also, you know, mysterious and scary. They do think there is a genetic component because we have seen that people with pulmonary fibrosis frequently have had family members. So one of the things we're doing is trying to get a genetic marker that would allow people to understand if they are at risk at developing the disease. So it's very difficult to watch someone struggle to walk, to breathe, to just do daily activities. Fortunately, because of the work that doctors, researchers, and the foundation is doing, we are making strides. There are drugs on the market right now that help slow the progression of the disease down, which is helpful to people. They can live longer. But right now, the only thing that will ensure some real longevity in your life is to get a lung transplant. But let's face it, getting a lung transplant is not a walk in the park. It involves a lot of work. There is always the possibility that your body could reject the lung. We are lagging behind other countries in donations of organs because I think a lot of people are very afraid. They don't also want to think about death or whatnot, but it really is the gift of life. And I'm always urging people to consider donating their organs so that when they pass on, the gift of life can go to someone else. And we were very lucky we got the gift of life. And my husband lived another 8 years. He walked his youngest daughter down the aisle. He saw the birth of great-grandchildren. We traveled all over the world. It was really the gift. It was a miracle. So I would urge people, if you have a dry cough, for example, if you are struggling with breath, to not only go to your regular pulmonologist, but frequently they don't pick up the disease on a regular x-ray. It's only through a CAT scan or an MRI where they can do a little more detailed imaging, where they could see the fibrotic tissue that is in the lung. And that fibrosis is what is preventing people from